This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Jason Chaffetz.
I'm Rachel Campos Duffy, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Friday, November 10th, 2023. I'm Eben Brown. It's Veterans Day, and every veteran should feel counted.
They don't need to be fixed. You don't need to talk to someone and say, well, let me solve you. The number one thing you can do for someone is not let them sit there alone.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Veterans Day is tomorrow, though it's being observed today for bank holiday purposes. It comes as Veterans Administration's officials say the rate of suicides and other mental health crises among veterans far outpaces that of the rest of us. We're speaking with a man who served our nation in uniform and has been living with wounds, not the kind you might think, but wounds nonetheless. Edward Schrank is a veteran retired from the U.S. Marine Corps. His wound didn't come from shrapnel or bullets or fire. They came from cancer, now attributed to exposure to jet fuel. For 15 years, he's had recurring cancers, but his story is inspiring, and he readily discusses some of the darker times, something that our veterans know all too much about. You should know that if you are a veteran and you are in crisis, there is help. Dial 988 from any phone. Select option 1. You need not be enrolled in VA healthcare to receive services.
I was on active duty from 1996 to 2012. It is a joke, but it's also true. I joined the Marines because I hate college.
Edward Schrank is a veteran retired from the U.S. Marine Corps. His wound didn't come from shrapnel or bullets or fire. They came from cancer, now attributed to exposure to jet fuel. For 15 years, he's had recurring cancers, but his story is inspiring, and he readily discusses some of the darker times, something that our veterans know all too much about. You should know that if you are a veteran and you are in crisis, there is help. Dial 988 from any phone. Select option 1. You need not be enrolled in VA healthcare to receive services.
I was bored out of my mind, and I wanted to, I just wanted an adventure. I was just, that's why I joined the Marines. I have never fueled a jet to date in my life. But there's a lot of Marines that work with chemicals and jet fuel, and us being one of them. And so I was soaked in jet fuel on a regular basis. And so cancer started in my left tear duct. And I was still on active duty. Second time I got cancer, I was still on active duty, and they had to remove my left eye and parts of my skull. And they were trying to retire me because there's the Marine Corps, it says that you have to have two eyes, to be on active duty.
Right.
Talked to some legal experts, and we came up with this argument that the intent for that regulation was visual acuity and not necessarily having to, even though the word said two eyes, that the intent was visual acuity. And so
right.
I stayed on active duty for a few more years. But then cancer number 3, I started having seizures, and that was a game ender. So I was retired, medically retired, after cancer number 3. So cancer number 3, number 4, and number 5 were really supposed to kill me. you know, the doctors were telling me like, this is it. You're not going to survive this. Especially number four. And, you know, so I did the thing where you make all the videos for your kids and you're like,
right.
Oh my. You know, saying goodbye to the world and all that stuff. And we just kept finding more doctors and more going up the ladder of medical experts, which is its own journey, because you have medical experts who truly believe in their heart that you cannot be saved. And you have to not agree with them and go find someone else.
Wow.
Who thinks that they can save you. So that's what we did. Semper Fi Fund has been with me through all that, you know, because there were decisions where you feel like it's almost selfish to keep surviving. You know, like it costs money. Why am I taking this money away from my kids? You know, why am I spending all this money on more MRIs and more tests and then more recovery? You know, if I'm not going to make it, why, what am I doing? You know, why am I being such a bad person when I should just leave them as much as I can? There's no organization on the planet that does what Semper Fi and America's Fund, the fund, does for someone like me.
They've helped with the cost of saving your life and treating this cancer that seems to keep recurring. The cost must be astronomical. Do you even have a dollar amount that you could share? I mean, I think most people, veteran or not, they get shocked when they hear how much cancer treatment cost is. So
I don't even know. I mean, we're on cancer number 8 right now. I don't know. But Semper Fi and America's Fund has been with me from start. I don't even want to say till finish, because I'll never forget the moment when I was diagnosed with cancer for the 7th time. Down at MD Anderson in Texas, the greatest cancer hospital on the planet. And that my oncologist said, hey, you know, we found this on your scans. And I was thinking, oh, here we go again, you know, and let me know how many months I have to live. And she said, she's the best head and neck oncologist on the planet. Like all the other scientists bow down to this woman. And she said to me, you have cancer, and she said, it's not life-threatening. And I was like, what? what does that mean? I have never heard that. You know, we've been doing this cancer thing. I was first diagnosed 2007. We've been doing this 15 years. And so there's like this very small population now of cancer patients. And I feel like when you think about like HIV treatment.
Right.
There's a new generation, not that I'm not young. I don't mean new generation in that sense, but there's a new generation of treatment where it's a small population but growing, where it's sustainable treatment and just trying to keep the development and the number of cells down.
Right.
And, you know, just keep dying of something else decades down the road. And that's what we're doing right now. So I'll be on chemotherapy the rest of my life.
So there, it's a remarkable thing to hear you say, because you have been through so much. And as you've noted that there are times where you thought that this is it, I'm not going to make it past this time, this occurrence. And you mentioned the idea, well, why am I wasting all this money if I'm just not going to live? I could be giving this to my kids. I could be doing other things for them. That's a bad way, I think, to get your head wrapped into, isn't it? That's where the darkness comes. And we've had, I think we have a horrific problem in this country. It's not new. I think it's getting a lot more attention, but it's not new, of veterans who have either injuries that are visible or not, who get into some very dark places, and they need help immediately and long term. So how do you get out of those dark spaces? You know, how did it turn around for you? And I assume that it's kind of a day by day thing in some cases.
Yes, that's very astute that you put it that way. That it's a day by day thing. And I would offer three things. I don't know if it's a parent yet, but I do talk too much.
Talk as much as you'd like.
On this topic. You know, one, I mean, the fact that right now I feel embarrassed to admit, but that's part of the problem, is we got to reduce the stigma. But when there was five or six years when I didn't have cancer in between these eight occurrences, and I had a great job. There was a bunch of things going on that other people were jealous of about me. And I wanted to kill myself. I was not crazy. Now in retrospect, I can look back at that time and realize I was trying to achieve things, like, and in this case professionally, but I don't think it has to be professional. And then when I got them, it wasn't meeting my expectations, you know, psychologically and emotionally.
Right.
And so you start feeling like, well, what am I doing here? And so I was not crazy. I start feeling like I was very aware that month by month, I couldn't control these thoughts in my mind. And I believe that this happens. I'm not a psychologist, but in the veteran community, so much gets taken away from you. And then so for over the next couple of years, you're trying to do things, and that's a good thing. You're trying to recover, you know, losing all your friends, your culture, everything that drives you to, you know, and you're connecting that with being alive.
Right.
And then you lose it. And then so then when you unsuccessfully replace it, you're disappointed. And what I'm trying to say is, it is not crazy or unhealthy or unnatural. And so I think it is a good thing for veterans to feel like that is a normal, I don't want to say healthy, but it is a normal, whatever, an adjective for a well-functioning brain to be in that space. And I think the best thing, so here I'll finally shut up. Point number three is, they don't need to be fixed. You don't need to talk to someone and say, well, let me solve you. The number one thing you can do for someone is not let them sit there alone.
Right.
They're in a bad place in their life. They're disappointed. Everything has been taken away from them. And instead of, you know, that metaphor of yelling down to them while they're in their hole, hey, why don't you climb out of there? Just climb down in the hole with them for as long as you can, man, as long as you can take it. Sit in there with them so they're not by themselves.
We are speaking with Edward Schrank, retired U.S. Marine veteran and cancer survivor, on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition. We'll have more straight ahead. As you mentioned, that this is, as you said, normal, and that they're not crazy. I want to throw one other adjective in there. I want to say that it's common.
Yes.
And it's therefore, if it's something that's common, it's not, I don't want to say it's not unique, because I think everyone's pain can be unique, but it's common, so that you're not doing this by yourself. There are other people who feel exactly how you feel, and you're not alone in feeling it. I think that's the big lesson here for the most part. And this affects our veterans in a way that doesn't affect the rest of our society, and the rest of society has these issues. So there's help for veterans. There's a helpline, and it's been getting, I think, more calls than usual. And I think the initial reaction might be, well, that's so sad. But I think it's also very good in a way. You're having people reach out for help, which had always, I think, been the biggest roadblock here. Isn't that true? I mean, that people were afraid to ask for that help because of the stigma, something you alluded to earlier.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a professional with a certification. It might be a friend. It might be someone who's not a veteran. Who knows what the right fit for each human is? But I know that not being alone, and then and then on the flip side of that, being alone, I think would be the accelerator of that negative outcome we're trying to avoid. If you were, that concept of being, if you were stuck in a room with no windows and, I think most people would think about, oh, do I want to wake up tomorrow? You know, if you were stuck there for an unknown amount of time, and I know I'm using an exaggerated metaphor.
Right.
But most humans, if they were cut off from other human contact, and so that feeling of, of being alone is an accelerator of most unhealthy cycle, it's not a good space to be in. And Semperfied America's Fund, one of the things that I think makes them stand out from in their space is always feeling respected, always feeling like, it's hard. I think it's hard for anyone. I don't know what it's like to not, I only know this, the life that we're on. So I don't want to say it's especially hard for veterans, but the concept of accepting help, I think it's a fair summary to say that the Marine Corps training makes it a little more difficult, but I've always felt comfortable with them, that they're not holding me back. They're not, if I want to do something ambitious, if I'm, they're not in any way, do I feel like I feel like they're building it with me.
Tell me about you. You're going to be singing the national anthem. It's at the Hawaii Bowl, I think, coming up.
Yeah, we've got the Hawaii Bowl on December 23rd. Amazing. It's the Easy Folks Hawaii Bowl. I mentioned that because they're the most amazing sponsor on the planet. Easy Folks, based out of Austin, Texas. When I got cancer number 5, world-class doctors and surgeons told me that they had to remove my jaw. And I was never going to speak or eat again, in order to survive. And these are doctors who spent their whole life competing and being smarter and more capable than every other doctor they've ever met. And so what would any rational person do but say, you're wrong, and I'm going to go find the one surgeon on the planet who is just a little bit better than you. And, keep my jaw, and then obviously I should become a singer, of course. And obviously when I look up online that the dumbest thing that every new singer tries to do is sing the national anthem because it's so hard, right. That's the first thing I'm gonna do. So I track down, I make a joke out of it, but I think that's the same reason out of those 4 doors that I joined the Marine Corps. Like it's hard.
Right.
And there's something attractive about that, So I walked up to this opera tenor, the best national anthem singer on the planet. And I said, I don't know how to sing. Will you teach me how to sing the national anthem? And he looked at me like you look at, I don't know, like you look at a baby walrus, like I'm so precious, this moron. And he was like, you know what? Okay, come to my house on Friday. And we just worked for like 2 years.
Wow. Wow.
And I mean, it started with the first moment in his house, he's like, sing something. And I started, and he was like, shut up and don't ever hear that again.
Oh, that's a great story.
And you know what I learned is, you think of like I wanted to learn how to sing because, I've raced motorcycles, I've jumped out of airplanes. For me, that's not scary.
Right.
I know that other people might find that impressive. I can tell stories and be like, look how cool I am, But I wanted to do something that's like not me.
Right.
And artistic, free, you know, that stuff really scared me, you know, and challenged my identity. It's a physical skill, and you're just trying to do the exact same thing that every other singer has been doing for hundreds of years, and it's just discipline and hard work, and that's what I learned.
Edward Schrank, you're a veteran who has survived cancer. It is now, what, 8 times? And
we're on, yeah, 8 times. The goal is to die of something else, as we all must.
And you have such an incredible story. And I want to thank you for your service. And I want people who are listening to this to realize that you are not alone. If you're in a similar situation here, there is help. And we hope that Edward's story kind of can convince you of that. And Edward, thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.